This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Placido Vallejo. Date of birth, October the 16th, 1964. Case ID number 878-3441. Date of exam, February the 15th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, a Social Security questionnaire dated 10/16/2023 and a disability report dated 2023. Identifying information, this is a 59-year-old single male with no children who presented to my office with a friend to evaluate allegations of neurological problems. The claimant is presently unemployed and does not remember any jobs that he had, although he states that he did work. He has been homeless, and a woman has taken him into his house. At the present time, he lives with this woman, and she is caring for him. He has been on Social Security disability since 1969. But has not been able to care for himself. Allegation number one, neurological problems. The claimant states that in May of 2010, he was in a motor vehicle accident secondary to a motorcycle accident. The claimant is a very poor historian and could not give much history, and his friend does not know about his past. Apparently, he sustained multiple head traumas and trauma to the right knee with an open reduction internal fixation and the lumbar sacral spine, which was a probable fusion. He has also had a left toe amputation and multiple other lesions. The claimant has a left upper and lower extremity hemiparesis with decreased balance but normal vision. His speech ability language is dysphasic. His mental status is confusing and with decreased memory, decreased cognitive function, and attention difficulties. He is unable to communicate well and appears to be delusional. He denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. At the present time, he has a left upper and lower extremity hemiparesis/plasia with decreased balance. His limitations include being able to walk one block slowly, stand for 1 hour, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, comma, and he does have a cane that he uses most of the time to ambulate with. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, open up a jar top, comma, but unable to use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, or lift more than 5 pounds above his head. He is presently on no medications at this time and was diagnosed with a head trauma and left upper and lower hemiparesis/plasia with atrophy noted. The claimant appears to be a schizophrenic type of disorder, possible with psychotic features. He denies any sadness, crying spells, violent acts, homicidal acts, depression, or panic attacks. He does suffer from insomnia, but has a good appetite and denies any apathy, decreased concentration, or motivation. He denies getting angry, but only takes a bath 2 times per week, stating that he doesn't have to bathe because he doesn't leave the house. He brushes his teeth every day. However, as per his friend, he doesn't have very good hygiene. He was fairly cooperative, but appeared to be very confused and disoriented, and doesn't appear to exhibit appropriate help-seeking behavior. He has decreased mental status and is disoriented and could not give a good history of his past history. He did not appear to be well-kept and was wearing casual attire, but did not appear to be well-groomed. His behavior was cooperative, but he had decreased eye contact with me, and he was alert. The claimant accused me that I was out to get him and that I didn't have permission to see him. We had to prove to him that I did have a signed consent. He was not oriented to place, time, situation, or person, and appeared to be very disoriented. His attention and concentration was decreased. His mannerisms were somewhat abnormal. His speech rate, clarity, tone, and articulation was decreased and somewhat confusing. His memory was very poor. His thought processes were abnormal, and he had dissociated symptoms. The claimant fears people are stealing from him in the house, and he states he hears voices and demands to know who's in the house. He appears to be very paranoid. His friend states that he does hear voices and he does see shadows. He denies any suicidal attempts or ideation at this time or homicidal thoughts. The claimant states that she found him homeless during a rainy day without any shelter whatsoever, and she took him in. He denies any substance abuse or alcohol abuse. He is presently on no medications, and he's not working at this time. The claimant suffers from insomnia and decreased ability to pay his bills and does not appear to understand concrete activities that need to be performed. He has suffered from a left hip fracture, a knee fracture, back fracture, rib fracture, and brain injury. He does not know anything about his parents. He's on no medication. His medical problems include possible hypertension that's not being treated, history of decreased mental status with decreased cognitive function, memory, and psychiatric disorders such as schizophrenia. He did have some major surgeries performed in May of 2010. He's had a left toe amputation with severe peripheral vascular disease. He's had a open reduction internal fixation for a fracture of the right knee in 2010. He's also had a open reduction internal fixation of the lumbar sacral thoracic back area, which was a probable fusion. He states he's also had a hip fracture on the left side, as well as rib fractures, and he does have multiple surgical scars of his brain, where he states all were performed in May of 2010. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.9 Fahrenheit, weight 192 pounds, height 5 feet, 6 and a fourth inches tall, BP 153 over 95 mmHg, heart rate 88 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, oxygen saturation 93%, BMI 22. General. This is a 59-year-old male who appears to be older than his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears not to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination, delusional and confused, H-E-E-N-T. The claimant had a abnormal cephalic traumatic head secondary to head contusions from a motorcycle accident. He had a right lateral horizontal 12 centimeter surgical scar of his brain, a left 2 centimeter burr hole with an 8-centimeter horizontal scar where surgery was performed to repair his brain damage. No sclerorectus was noted or conjunctiva petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant states he has multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were not equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements appeared to be fairly well intact. Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/200, OS uncorrected is 20/40, binocular uncorrected is 20/40. The claimant states he does not have any glasses. Neck, there is a 3-centimeter midline surgical scar where a tracheotomy was performed. There is no thyromegaly, thyroid nodule, lymph adenopathy, or mass appreciated with palpation. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous pulsations are less than 7 centimeters. There was a regular rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 1+ on the left side and 1+ on the right side. Lungs. There are 2 9-centimeter vertical thoracic back scars where the claimant appeared to have a fusion performed. He is complaining of mild shortness of breath. His oxygen saturation was 94%. Abdomen. There is a 12-centimeter and 9-centimeter abdominal horizontal scars. as well as a periumbilical scar, where surgery was performed for exploratory laparotomy to repair his injuries. Could you drop down to extremities? No clubbing, but cyanosis was noted of both lower extremities, and the claimant appears to have severe peripheral vascular disease bilaterally. No ulcers or veins were noted, but there was mild pitting edema. Calves were non-tender, and the Homer sign was negative. The claimant does have bilateral cyanosis, indicating peripheral vascular disease bilaterally. There was peripheral vascular disease and pigmented skin of the lower extremities, indicating poor circulation. The claimant did have multiple tattoos present all over his body. Neurological, the claimant was alert but was not oriented times three and had poor eye contact with me. His speech was not fluent and his mood was confused and disoriented for the time. He did not have clear thought processes and his memory was poor. Concentration was poor and he was not oriented completely to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 1+ bilaterally, as well as decreased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady, as well as him limping. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which is a cane that he uses all the time for support. His hand-eye coordination was poor, and finger-to-nose was abnormal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, as well as a Romberg sign. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had palpable muscle spasms and tenderness, especially of the left upper and lower extremities. Mild joint swelling, erythema, and deformity was noted of the lower extremities. The claimant did have a left toe amputation of the big toe. He also had a left leg knee surgery with bilateral vertical knee scars measuring 20 centimeters on one side and 13 centimeters on the other, where he had an open reduction internal fixation for a fractured left knee leg area. The claimant also had surgery done of the thoracic spine, which appears to be a fusion secondary to a fracture of the thoracic lumbar area. There is abnormal range of motion of the thoracic spine and the lumbar spine, but normal range of motion of the cervical spine. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the right upper extremity and the right lower extremity, but decreased for the left upper extremity and left lower extremity. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 80 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 60 degrees on the right side and 20 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion of the right knee, but decreased range of motion and flexion of the left knee. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. He could stand on his left leg, but was unable to stand on his, he could stand on his right leg, but was unable to stand on his left leg. And the claimant was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, he requires a cane of all times for balance. Neurological. Grip strength. Was plus 3 over 5 for the left hand and plus 4 over 5 for the right. The claimant is able to make a full closed fist, pinch, and opposed fingers. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were decreased at 1+. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is evidence of muscle wasting and muscle spasms, especially of the left upper and lower extremity. Muscle strength was plus 4 over 5 for the right side and plus 3 over 5 for the left. Fine indexer's finger control is abnormal for the left upper extremity, but fairly normal for the right upper extremity. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity. The claimant hears well, but doesn't speak completely well, and it is difficult to understand him. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction, secondary to multiple fractures all over his body, with a left upper and lower hemiparesis / plesia, with also brain injuries causing him to have dysfunctional mental ability. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk, but with moderate difficulty. There is normal grip strength for the right side at plus 4 over 5, but for the left it was plus 3 over 5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is severely restricted for the left upper extremity. On examination, the claimant shows muscle wasting and fatigue of the left upper and lower extremities. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have limitations in his visual acuity, which has not been corrected with glasses. His ability to communicate is limited, secondary to decrease mental and psychological function, and does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to psychotic / schizophrenic type symptoms with decreased cognitive function and disorientation. Probable diagnoses. Number one, neurological problems. Confirmed with physical examination, the claimant appears to have a decreased cognitive and mental status at this time with a psychological deficit, including possible schizophrenia with psychotic features and disorientation. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Placido Vallejo.